The Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 8. All of the commandment which I command you this day you will observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. And you will remember all the way which Yahweh your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. Your raiment didn't wax old on you, neither did your foot swell, these 40 years. And you will consider in your heart that, as a man chastens his son, so Yahweh your God chastens you. And you will keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For Yahweh your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarceness, you will not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you may dig copper. And you will eat and be full, and you will bless Yahweh your God for the good land which he has given you. You be careful not to forget Yahweh your God in not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I command you this day. Or else, when you have eaten and are full, and have built goodly houses and dwelt in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will be lifted up, and you will forget Yahweh your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where was no water, who brought you forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers didn't know, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you, to do you good at your latter end. And you might say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But you will remember Yahweh your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as at this day. And it will be, if you will forget Yahweh your God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you will surely perish. As the nations that Yahweh makes to perish before you, so you will perish, because you would not listen to the voice of Yahweh your God.